as I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, to wash down that fairness to face, and look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and thank you. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. See you, our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in my life, mighty God. You are awesome in my life, Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. See you, my life's a race. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voices. I thought I was coming here for 30 minutes so that I can get ready for church on Sunday. But as I was preparing to come, the messenger of God appear, and God begins to tell me to do certain things tonight. Because the Elohim God is a kind God. The God who created the universe I will suggest to you, because this session is not a careless session. So if you have put your hand in any funny thing, do not hide. What you have put your hand into, because fire is going to fall, and I don't want you to be a victim. Session number 6. Is just a drop in the bucket to what God is going to do right now, because that session, heaven did some things because of the awesomeness of God's majestic power tonight, every evil letter is backfiring, is carrying fire, is carrying thunder, is carrying brimstone and hailstone of God, is locating the forehead of its writer, and they are coming down buried and never to rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you, whosoever you are, wherever you are, you are saying, Father, you are the covenant-keeping God. I acknowledge your presence. God told me there are people that will come and apologize to me. There are people that will come and confess where they have been so that I can pray for you. Because if you don't get ready, I don't know who you are, but get ready. It's either the apology is made right of the individuals, they are stripped naked and lose their covering. I want you to lift up your voice and say, oh God, my Father, the God that is ever present in Zion, by the covenant of your word, locate me today. Burn off every evil letter addressed to me, addressed to my home, addressed to my office, addressed to any of my children, addressed to my anything that pertains to me. Lord, arise in Zion. Locate me, bound to ashes, satanic, demonic, evil letter, assigned, addressed to any prevailer this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Prendeke
que suato, ende que quasa, esso pronti que quaso, istolia, in que qua, la bonde que suate, ende que libro suate, ende que custo socie, ende que libro suate, ende que custo socia, so pronti que la bossata. In the name of Jesus. We are going to write letters. And we are going to send letters back. Evil letters. That are jointly written. Letters that are not according to the word of God. Such letters of affliction, letters of war, letters of poverty, letters of death, letters of satanic, demonic threat. The letters are by fire on the sender. If you are on this altar and this meeting is divinely set up for you, and you know you receive letters. Can you receive letters and there are holes in it? The money basket presented as a letter to you. The sentence of the devourer issued in a letter to you. There is no tabishuma about it. It doesn't matter whether the person you love the most. We are dealing with the devil, but anybody that refuses to let the prevailer go, God is on their case for destruction without remedy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Letters of deportation. Letters of satanic embargo. Letters from owners of evil law that wants to do a transfer. What for was? When it was a demonic letter to empty the vault, but yet they put a gift in it. The other person, look at the letter. So, after your mobile, you come up with letter apparently. Letter Agbana. The demonic letter that empties war is full. That's why sometimes the devil has no new trick. God has figured him out long time ago. Turn with me in your Bible beloved to the book of 1 Kings. This is not a sleeping call. If you want to stay on this program tonight, this is not what I will think God will want me to do tonight, but I'm under his order. So I have to do what I have been asked to do. Because I have no plan of my own than to serve God and the people that he sent me here to serve. Over ages, over decades, this thing about letter writing, letter posting, and letter everywhere, communication in a formal way, it didn't originate from Oyibo people. Letters had been written and letters had been exchanged. To give you a background to this, Ahab had a desire for the portion that does not belong to him. full of wine, vines. Beloved, God was with Naboth. So his plants were yielding because they were sourced in God. They were not like the neighbor next door. They were plants of noble character, noble quality. When I picture the things that are growing in the land of Naboth, they were like the fruits, the grapefruits in Canaan, in a good land. Beloved, meaning that if you are looking for the best fruits, you are looking for a land that is well yielded, that was the land of Naboth. A land with clusters of grapes. A land that was enriched and watered by God. A land that yielded its increase because the covenant of God's blessings was on it. A land that knows no loss, but such a land yields for seeding and for bread. A land that the God of heaven reigned on. That was likened to the land of Naboth. And that land was in a land, those vines, the location of his vineyard, of his orchard, was in Jezreel, God's own land. The challenge about this was, it was situated very close to the palace of Ahab. As a king, Ahab will have his own land, have people going cross for him, have everything, but it implies that the vineyard of Naboth is well yielded. It was like to the planting of Isaac in Genesis 26. must not eat by force. I want you to please stay with me because we know how to draw the battle line and fight your battle to win. Whether it is the eyes of your friend, the eyes of your family, personality, those who are now operating under another spirit, who have been discontented, unsatisfied with their own portion, and they want to sit on your own letter. Don't you get it? They want to sit on your own opportunity for fruitfulness, for increase, for promotion, for growth. If you tolerate it, it will be annoying. If you allow it, it will be very bad. Because you will hear God as He's putting some prayers in my spirit. I want you to lift up your voice. I say, oh you, my friend, I thought you are my friend. Oh you, my colleague, I thought you were a good colleague. Oh you, my boss, I thought that you are a good boss. You have your portion. You have your role. I have my role and my portion. Why are you envious of my portion? And you want to sit on that which belongs to me. I fire you now by the thunder, the hailstone, and the brimstone of the Most High God. I unseat you by fire. Release my portion in a hurry. Release my portion in a hurry. Release my passion in a hurry. Release my passion in a hurry. In the mighty name of the Lord, just look, God had already started to do the work. Somebody will return with a testimony. Old letter, they have kept it for too long. That which was meant to be a good news, that which was meant to have been released, it has gathered dust, but they kept it. But now it becomes a problem in their hand because they cannot keep it anymore, and therefore they are releasing it in a hurry. That is why, beloved, you take this prayer and you say, oh, that man, woman, born of a woman, hang it on to the letter. tracking the letter of my progress. What are you waiting for? Receive fire! Receive fire! Release my letter in a hurry. I take my letter back. Receive fire! I take my letter of good news. I take back my letter of progress. I take back my letter of increase. I take back my letter of progress. I take back my letter of enrichment. I take back my letter of establishment. I take back my letter of fulfillment. I take back my letter of increase. I take back my letter of settlement. I take back my letter of establishment in the name of Jesus. Now look at that letter. Are you saying, my letter of good news, my letter of promotion, my letter of divine favor, my letter of prosperity, my letter written on the merit and the basis of God's word to me. Hidden in the locker of a person born of a woman. Hidden in the heart of a person born of a woman. What are you waiting for? Come back to me in the name of Jesus. Come back to me in the name of Jesus. Come back to me. Locate me. Locate me. Locate me. Locate me. Come back to me. Locate me. By the power in the name of Jesus. Come back to me. Locate me. Locate me. Locate me. Locate me. In the name of Jesus. Here. You are saying, because Psalm 121, the word of the Lord said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and of the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He is wide awake, watching out for my interest. My help is sought in him. So any personality that wants to disguise and hold the divine help provided for me for the prevailers in their undecisive heart, any examiner stagnation. The letter that will usher us into the next level. The letter that means for increase, that means for progress, that means for establishment. Any personality hijacking such letter, hijack, what will burn their house down? What will burn where they eat it? Because that letter must work out. From where it is hidden, in the heart of man, in the drawer of an office, in the cupboard of darkness, in any location, any personality that arrested destiny and progress, a letter and in finances that sat on the portion of the righteous, they release them to death in a hurry by fire in the name of Jesus. God said a little while before I can even get ready. You know, he just reminded me when Avis Kaya. God troubled them. I only hire vehicle there and deposit is £50. If you don't buy fuel and fill the tank, when you collect, when you return the car, you lose, you forfeit the £50. Very close to City Airport. That's where I used to go to hire those vehicles because I was working away from London and it's eating into the mileage of my car. And I've stopped using them for over 2 years because I was not doing that job anymore. In the time that I was on Ground Zero, God agitated them. I said, they owe me money. I don't know how somebody went to go and hire a car. It's owed money. They can only owe you your £50. And I don't think if they don't credit your account back with that £50 the first time. When you go back the second time, I believe that you make a demand. For your old deposit, you probably will say you have not credited me the last time, so you can as well take that old £50 and take it as a credit. God is reading somebody's story tonight, and in the thick of my down moment, I saw two revelations. That was the time I saw the pattern, the real scenario where the Red Sea parted. I saw it when everything closed up on me. And the second thing that I saw was the revelation of the delivery of news that came when the spies returned. Joshua and Caleb came with good reports. They said, we are well able to take the land. Look at the giant size cluster of grapes. And the Lord showed me and realized there was a truck that delivered a giant-sized bread. One bread I can't carry. It was too large. I was trying to carry it. I saw. That's why no matter what you go through, take your eyes off the going through and keep your eyes on Jesus. Because he will communicate to you the way out of your problem. As that revelation finished, my phone rang. It was Avis. They said they owe me money. And I said, I've not used them for 2 years. Actually, I can remember the last vehicle I borrowed there. I gave somebody a lift. I was taking the person to the airport. That vehicle on the motorway stepped up on me. I was almost being destroyed. Because little did I know that the person in my vehicle carried a juju in the hand. I parked on the street, off the motorway, and I opened the vehicle up just to allow the thief. There is no explanation for the thief. And I discovered there was a ring in the hand of that person. It was a juju ring. And I said, where did you get this ring from? And I started hearing stories. Somebody said I should take this ring and for certain things that is not for this call. I returned that vehicle and I said, me, I will not hire any vehicle from them because I don't want them to kill me. I want you to know it was 2 years later. My life was threatened on the roadside, on the motorway. It kept me away, and I really don't need them anymore. But the law of divine compensation, God used the same place, the same people, to release what will bring me out of the losses that I had experienced in that time. I don't know why God will help me to come and be telling everything about my secret, my life to you. I don't know, but I know simply because somebody has to come out of trouble. And it's not your natural calculation and permutation that will bring you out. But God in his hand has released your way out. But their personality sitting on your portion, the air from above does not jump. I saw the giant bread, which was what heaven said, I am releasing. But heaven has to partner with a person on earth, with an organization on earth to release what he had already prepared. So if heaven sat on that portion and never released it, it would be a problem for them. They called me and they said their books were not balancing. Because they owe me money. I called sister. I said, oh, you born to today? Beloved, I convinced them. The last time I hired a car from you was 2 years ago. I did everything, looking at it as a setup. And beloved, they would not listen until they sent me a letter with a check. And beloved, it's not £100. It's not 1,000 pounds. They release it in a hurry because they cannot sit on what God has prepared and pre-planned. They let it go. I got it. And I have always desired to be able to pay 1,000 pounds as a tithe. My first tithe came from that offering. That thing that they released. Did you borrow a vehicle and they owe you that amount of money? Or don't you get it? It was not Elvis. It was God partnering with man to release what heaven had already decreed for your rising. So any personality sitting and allowing what is your portion to gather dust in their locker, in their bank account, to gather dust in their confused mind, they are adding to their sorrow and adding to their trouble, they are adding to their confusion, they are adding to an unbalanced life until they release your portion. The portion that you needed to get your business going, the portion that you needed to pay your bills, the portion that you needed to rise, the portion that you needed to move forward, the portion that you needed to sing a new song, I want you to lift up your voice. My portion that has collected dust on the temple of a wicked personality, entity, altar personality who wants me to remain down and never rise. What are you waiting for? Come out of your Eden. Locate me now. 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 They wrote a letter with it. Protocol letters. They didn't just send the letter. They wrote a letter of apology. They didn't just send the check with a new nil that shows that with that check, the account is not balanced. A lot of people are living an imbalanced life because they kept the portion of the righteous. God spoke unto Abimelech. He said, that woman inside of your home is a man's wife. That package inside of your palace belongs to somebody. And therefore, you cannot. That was the engine of fruitfulness for the fulfillment of the promise that God made by covenant. You cannot arrest it. It can rot on your table. It cannot stay on in your arm. If you don't release it, you are a dead body. There are personalities that will receive a letter of terror in order for them to release your portion that is in their hand. Therefore, this morning, take your right hand and say, oh, thou man, woman. Jesus, the language that the violence understood is the language of terror that terrorizes them. So when Deuteronomy told us that the strangers shall fade away, I saw Psalm 18:44, it said they fade away and they got out of their close places. Or Deuteronomy said that the enemy that come against you one way flee before you seven ways. When they came, the Spirit of the Lord rose, stir up, and raised up a standard against them. What you have to see is that they were terrified. They were too comfortable. God terrorized Pharaoh. Don't you get it? 430 years reward has gathered more than dust. That was generational losses. The great-grandfather, grandfather, their father, themselves, their due wages, their due reward was never given to them until God began to kill. Until the angel of destruction enter into every one of their home. He can't enter into their home without entering into their business, without entering into their farm, without entering into their field, until he entered everywhere. Terror located them. And they said, "Go." The people said, "Give us your jewel, one nickel of a duro." And they released it. The people that they said are not good for any reward, they became people that they gave their stuff to in a hurry. What the Pharaoh sits on, what Egypt has swallowed up, whether it is swallowed up by authorities of the land, whether your portion is sitting on a wall in the temple, that they want you to bribe them before they release your portion. They want you to crawl and suffer. They want to get half of the profit before they give you your proceeds. It is illegal. Therefore, join with me. Oh, thou God, my Father, arise with your holy anger, send terror to the habitation of the arrester, of the letters, of good news, of the financial resources I need to move my life forward, my business forward, my career forward, my marriage forward, my ministry forward, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in La Bacuasa, the Adolomoso. Send your terror by thunder. Send your terror by fire. Send your terror by hailstone. Send your terror into any habitation of the wicked, sitting on the portion of my heritage, sitting on what is required to prosper in business, sitting and invested in life, sitting on what is required to move me forward, to move my business forward, to move my calling forward, to move my ministry forward, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Wickedness of the wicked. So you can see that Pharaoh himself come out. You can imagine we had a testimony last month. One of our sisters whose husband has worked for 5 years and they didn't pay him. They almost turned a man that labored for his portion to become a beggar for his portion. When you are talking about pursuing these people, only God knows how many times he might have gone there. The word of the Lord came in his visit to the summit that his portion will be delivered to him. They called him and they were asking him, "We are ready to pay your money now." God messed their mind up. Because the portion of the elect cannot be sit on. That is why you are saying, all thou man, woman, organization, entities, powers, and principalities, the portion designed by God as a true reward of my effort, as a supernatural provision of God for me, is not permitted to remain in your hand. Release it in a hurry. Release it by force. Release it in a hurry. Release it by force. Release it in a hurry. Release it by force. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you are saying, I take my portion back by fire, by force, from the hand of the wicked. I take my portion back by fire, by force, from the hand of the sorcerers that they have eaten through enchantment. I take my portion back from the hand of demonic abusers and users. I take my portion back that is hidden in the drawer of any authority, any power. I take my portion back that is scattered under the covenant of darkness. I receive my portion back and I send thunder and fire into the environment that I've dared hold on to my portion for 1 day, for 1 year, for 1 month, for 4 years. I decree, in the name of Jesus, because you have kept my portion unduly, receive the judgment of God. Be burned to ashes. I take my portion back in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why the man in 2 Kings chapter number 6, he took back his instrument of expansion from the habitation of the marine kingdom, from the waters of trouble that swallowed up his portion, and he didn't let it go. He didn't allow them to get away with murder kindly. He took it. He said, it is mine. The word of the Lord has come to you, so it is your portion. When they send it to you, sign it, care, don't waste time like me. I was afraid. I said, maybe they are sending police to me. They want to set me up. It's not set up. That one God did. Now, come with me. That is one case done. Let's go. And Naboth, fruitful land, became a desire for air. He said, give me, Mr. Naboth, your great field. I want it for a vegetable. When a David would say, even a place I want to offer to the Lord, I cannot give God what will cost me nothing. But this king, a fraudulent king, a cheater king, an oppressor king, he said, give me what is yours. I want it for vegetable. When the old land is before him, he made a demand on what belongs to another. He said, I want it because number one is near to my house. It's within reach. He said, secondly, if you give it, I will give you a better field for it. What better field can you give than the field that God has given? What natural substitute can you give to replace the field that is already fruitful? He said, I will give you a substitute. It is like taking gold and giving you, what do they call it? Panda. Fake gold. Taking platinum from you with diamond of so many uncountable character, and then they're giving you back a shekel of silver. He said, I will give you a substitute. And I'm speaking, but I'm speaking in parable. He said, oh, I will pay for it with money, O Lagbara. I'll buy your portion with money. If you like, you have two options. Get a fake for the original, or get money instead. The man said, may the Lord keep me from giving you what I have received from my fathers. Generation upon generation, they passed on that land and it became his portion. He said, this is my heritage. May God keep me from giving you my heritage. And what did the wicked do? Because the man said, no, you can't have it. He became depressed. A king only was depressed because he cannot take a no for an answer. His demonic wife came asking him, why are you sorrowful? He said, I was turned down. And then his wife said to him, are you still the king of Israel? Encourage him to eat and marry. That woman said, I will give you the grape field of Naboth the Jezreelite. The devil wife, the head of the occultic group, the one that despised God and exalted Baal instead of God, he said, I will go and get what is not, what does not belong to her husband. He said, she said she will get it and give it to him. Because if you don't get it, you won't be able to pray. This prayer you are to pray yourself. He said, you won't even have to pay for it. I will get it free. Beloved, she wrote a letter. He said, I will get it for you. She sent a letter in the name of Ahab. And she wrote it to the kings of that city. It said to the people that it is a time when they should not eat, and put Naboth in front of the people. Why? He said, see two men of no one beside him. Collective captivity. And said to him, send a letter of accusation for him. He says, say you spoke against God and the king, then take him out and kill him with the stones. Because they cannot have a stop, they decided to kill him. One word is not enough. When you are saying no, you mean no. You stand and emphatically say no. You have to kill the wicked before they kill you, before they give you fake. Beloved, they set up people that will accuse him by that demonic letter. They wasted him. They used the people that does not have a mind of their own. Wayo people. They are called for worthless and unprincipled men who can never stand by the truth. If they say good morning, you want to get your bed, your clothes that you wear to bed, and you are saying, I'm going to sleep. We are judging them. Collective agreement to create problems for the righteous so that they can shortchange the righteous, or so that they can give a fake rather than the original, so that they can waste the portion of the heritage of the righteous. You and I will say, Lord, we do not permit it. What Naboth didn't do, Naboth, God said, to deny a man of Israel, God does not approve it. God does not approve it. To deny anybody of their portion. God said it is not allowed. He prayed a simple prayer. May God not allow me. May God not allow me to give you my heritage. But there has been contention. They want to take good things and give you satanic heavy load. So deny of destiny and deny of life. So deny of your rights and your privileges. I, as the servant of the Lord in this place, I disapprove it. Lamentations 3:34. He said to crush under his feet all prisoners of the land, to deprive a man of justice in the presence of the Most High, to defraud a man in his lawsuit of these things, the Lord does not approve it. God already said it is not allowed. But God wants you and I to rise against it. You know your portion. You know the magomago of principled men that smile at your face, but they connived together with other men to sit on your portion, to deny you of your right. That is why you are going to say, every worthless, unprincipled man that befriended me in the daytime, but partnered with the satanic hijackers, demonic manipulators to steal my portion, to arrest my good news, to stop what was meant to be profitable to me, to hinder what was designed by God for my lifting, for my good news, for my promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are cursed with a curse. Fall down and die. You are cursed with a curse. Fall down and die. You are cursed with a curse. Fall down and die. You are cursed with a curse. Fall down and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. My sister was doing some business and somebody was funny. And I said, let me speak to them. I come from London and I spoke to the woman who was meant to be a believer. She ran away after that call, telling me this week they already moved her away and put another person in her place. God will remove any personality that will work against our favor, and we replace them with personality that must cooperate with heaven to release your heritage, your portion, our portion without fail. Any king, authority that is not in our favor, they are not going to last. Any personality that wanted to work against what God has ordained for Prevalence Church of the Lord Jesus. You are going to say, I am not like Naboth. My life cannot be wasted. My destiny is not permitted to be wasted. The portion of my heritage, I refuse to let you go into the custody of the wicked, into the hand of man that does not fear God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to let you go. My heritage, my portion, come back to me. I refuse to let you go to the hand of the crooked, to the hand of the wicked, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I think I'm only going to take one more, but there is a lot that God put in my spirit, which means if I have to take this for another number of days, and we are not going to be like a Naboth that only spoke one word, all also. The Magomago man did not sleep. And his devilish wife said, I will get it for you. And they wasted him. There are demonic serpents that operate through human beings whose agenda is to waste life. They stole the innocent and they took his portion. Therefore, you have said every spiritual heir or physical heir, every spiritual Jezebel or physical Jezebel contained with my heritage in Christ Jesus. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder. Receive fire. Receive the hailstone of God. Be destroyed. Die. Be burned to ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus, be destroyed. Die, be burned to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Be destroyed. Die, be burned to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, and yet there are personalities that have taken the leprosy of Naaman because of some gift. And there are personalities whose intention is to sell leprosy to other people with their gift. They are not permitted to carry out their evil agenda. Beloved, 2 Kings chapter number 5. The king of Syria sent a letter to the king of Israel. I told him, with all of these talents and all all of this silver and all of these gifts. It was sent on behalf of Naaman. When they got to the king of Israel, beloved, the letter, the silver, that was so much that 10 people have got to carry it, the gold, the change of clothes, beloved, they brought the letter to the king of Israel. He made him tore his own garment. He said, "Is this why this man sends word to me to heal a man's basking disease? When did the king become a healer?" He said, "It must be that all he's trying to do with his letter, with his gift, is that he wants to stir up a war." But the prophet had what was going on. A man who speaks for God on behalf of the nation, and he said, "Why have you told your close king, let him come to me? Then he will know that there is a man of God in Israel." And Naaman came with all of his stuff to the door of the house of Elisha. Elisha said to him, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. I don't want to see your face, because your gift has no meaning to me. But from your king Syria, I am not interested. I don't want any evil exchange or any evil transfer." He said, "But you can have a solution. Go and get yourself clean." The end of it was that he didn't want to. You know that. You know the story. But I'm not telling you story. I'm telling you how to get your stuff back. And let the letter of darkness written for evil transfer, let it go back to the sender. Let their giftings and their letters go back to them. He returned. He said, I ask you now to take a gift from your servant." But Elijah said, "As the Lord liveth," verse 16, "before whom I stand, I will take nothing." Naaman tried to talk him into taking it. He said, "I will not take anything from you." He said, "I will take nothing." Naaman tried to talk him into taking it. Persuaded him. Naaman said, "If not, I ask you, let your servant be given as much that, like a token, two horses can carry. He said, for your servant will not give burnt gifts or kill animals on the altar in worship to other gods anymore. But I will only give gifts to the Lord. But may the Lord forgive your servant for this. My king goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there. He rests on my arm, and I put my face to the ground in the house of Rimmon. When I put my face to the ground in the house of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant. Elisha said to him, go in peace. The God of heaven heals you of your disease. You are still going to the house of the devils because you want to keep a job. A gift from the person who is still on the devil's side, it is dangerous to use. A gift from a personality who is 50% devil and 50% God, or even 10% God in church on Sunday and 90% with the devil Monday to Saturday, it is dangerous. It's a wrong gift. Naaman departed. But Gehazi said, why did you let him go without receiving the gift he brought? What you have to understand was the gift originally was meant for the king of Israel. And he said, as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him. He ran to get trouble. Even the man said, your boss already said no. But he said, I ask of you, give them a man's weight in silver and two changes of clothes. And Naaman said, be pleased to take silver weight as much as two men. And he had him take the two bags of silver. If you have gotten a wrong gift that is troubling your life, beloved, his own boss said, is this a time to receive money and clothes and only fields and grapes and sheep and cattle and men servants and women servants? So now the basking disease will be upon you and your children forever, just because of ordinary gifts. He took the leprosy. He didn't carry it for himself only. He secured it for generations. I remember a lady that was getting wedded that has a lot of gift. And when they look at the gift, they begin to look at it, there was a soil plant in that gift, a plant that was already used by somebody that did that period. Oh, you can't be crazy and pack a plant that you have used as a gift. At least if you bought a new gift, it will have a wrapper. But when there was no wrapper, you know it is your own. And the soul miscarriage into that family until the problem was happening. Nobody remembered. They just treated the gift casually. They didn't know that they had to burn it with fire. They are to call heaven and earth to judge the giver of that wicked gift that wants to sell barrenness, miscarriage into that marriage. But some of us, we are taking wicked gifts from the wicked. They look attractive. You forgot to look at the prince. You forgot, because I saw it very clear. Us, the gift that comes into the house and eats up what remains, the gifts that come into the hand and the rich become poor, the lender become borrower, because it was a gift sent to empty, a gift sent to reduce, a gift sent to marginalize, a gift sent to degrade, a gift that was sent to afflict, a gift that was sent to harass. They are right in the homes of those who have it, but you don't know, because you think it was ordinary. Why don't you open your mouth and say to the Lord, every demonic gift, any gift in this apartment that is negatively influenced to reduce my life, to bring me from being an hero to a zero, to turn me to a beggar than a giver, to turn me from a lender to a borrower. Lord, show me any of those gifts that I've acquired from any personality at any time. If you are a pastor, you want to pray with your heart. You have said any of such gifts that I have come into my reign, into my home, that is the reason for my trouble. If you are a parent, you want to pray. Any gift that my children has brought home, that be sickness, infirmity, trouble, pain, nightmares, traumatic experiences in this home, show it to me, 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 in the name of Jesus. Idiot letters and gifts go to that king, number one, Ofashareya. That was a terrifying appearance that made an old king to tear his own clothes. He lost his authority as a king for that moment. Thank God that Elisha was there. That is why you and I, we must say to the Lord, the gift you got, the head was swelling, it's not the right gift. Actually, it's just that I'm not allowed to say it. I see the gift. I see the value. I see what came with the gift. Any gift intended to bring me down, any gift assigned to devour me, to empty my vault, what are you waiting for? In the name of Jesus, become fiery thunder in the hands of your giver. Devour them by fire. Devour them by fire. Devour them by fire. Devour them by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, the gift of a devourer. that was painted like a silver that can never hold true to anything good. Any demonic gift plotted or planned, Christmas is coming. And the gift that you get, present it to God and sanctify it. Any evil connotation with the gift must backfire on its sender. And you say, I'm not ashamed, you wasted it because your evil cannot catch me. You can't transfer your trouble to me with your gift. Don't be careless and tell your children, when they get gifts, bring it home and let me pray on it before you touch. It's a discipline that you have to cultivate in our children, because no panic prayer is permitted here. And therefore, I want you to say, Lord, every gifting that does not come from God, from any personality, any office, any entity, any network of men, Lord, let me be sensitized in the spirit. Sensitize my spirit man to reject it. Beloved, Elisha said, I don't want it. An undiscerning man went and take it. And you are saying, Lord, let me have spiritual discernment to reject every evil gift that is intended or planned to eat me up or to swallow my finances or to disturb my mind or to destroy what God has given me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let's begin to thank the Lord, and I pray over our food and our water. Thank the Lord if the Lord has met with you. Beloved, as the day opener, you begin to see the reality of what you have spent 24 hours before God for the proofs of the power of the resurrection of Christ will begin to produce miraculous result in our lives and through us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Can you join me to say thank you, Jesus? It is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, I thank you, O God, for the great things you have done for us. Lord, thank you for the people. Thank you for the privilege you have given to me to serve them. As I serve you, thank you, O God, for working with me to confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Thank you, my Father, Lord, for all that you have accomplished as we stand in your presence, Lord, on this weekend, in these 24 hours. Thank you for answers. Thank you for arising as of the God of the midnight hour. Thank you for doing your suddenly and locating us and not passing us by. Thank you, O God, for making our delight to be in you. Thank you for the redemptive power that was in the blood of Jesus that has enabled us to break through and break forth. Thank you, O God of our breakthrough, for appearing and making us victorious. Thank you, Ancient of Days, for the creative power of your resurrection by the word that you have brought our way. Thank you, my Father, for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us, atoned for us, defended us, increased us, enabled us, empowered us, complete us, bring us into fulfillment. Lord, purges us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for being the covering of our life, our sanctifier, our deliverer, our appointment. Thank you, my Father, Lord, for establishing the prevalence. Thank you for terminating struggle and action, unrewarded effort. Thank you for ending the season of oppression, for the siege is over. We have escaped, for our help is in the name of the Lord. Thank you, our God, for this net is broken. Lord, for the spirit of containment has been broken, for every people pattern has expired. Father, we rejoice in you. Thank you for our good news is coming in every direction according to the divine order of God. Thank you for turning us to your battle axis, to your weapon of war. Thank you for making us an instrument that not just only enjoy the proof of the power of your resurrection, but that you walk with and confirm continually your words with signs and wonders. Thank you for the blueprint that you have given unto us this month, finding expression in the life of everyone that is connected to this commission. Father, we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. For the grass withers and the flower fail, but whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. Therefore, what you have done over this weekend, it is forever and ever. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it will not be aborted, miscarried, hijacked by any satanic, demonic personality. In the name of Jesus, I cover every prevailer with the blood of Jesus. I cover everything that God has done in our lives with the blood of Jesus. I cover our habitation with the blood of Jesus. Our businesses and our careers are covered with the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare that anyone that has encountered God on this altar over this weekend will not be victimized by the devil, will not be a casualty of negativity. I decree and declare, but our steps are ordered by the Lord into our good news, into locations that will bring forth testimonies and produce the proofs of what God has done in our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion with everlasting joy. None is permitted to sorrow. None is permitted to walk into trouble. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare by the power that raised up Jesus Christ from death, every sick body is quickened and made alive in the name of Jesus. Every verdict and agreement with death is overturned by the blood of Jesus. For we shall live and not die to declare the glory of God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that our food and our waters as we break our fast is blessed. Sicknesses and diseases are taken away from us, even as we drink and we eat in the mighty name of Jesus. They will work for us for our good, and nothing is permitted to work against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree the divine infusion of the blood of Jesus into the bowel system, into the lungs, into the liver, into the kidney, into the spinal cord, into the brain, into every part of the body. Let every form of diabetic be terminated. Let every form of infirmity be eliminated. And let the prevailer begins to eat the bread of health and wealth, wholeness, and of divine power. We will not eat the bread of affliction in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, our Father. We give you praise, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. My Father, I want to thank you, especially for the privilege that you have given to me to serve you as I serve your people. I thank you because you have the word that you have spoken through my mouth, and you are the executor and the performer of your word that you watch over to perform it. Thank you for making every word that you have spoken into our lives, individually, families, and as a commission. Thank you for establishing them, confirming them with quickness. Thank you for the way that your word came with accuracy, with precision, giving inside direction and instruction and guidance. I take none of your doing for granted, but I return the glory and the honor to you. I have given what you have given me. Therefore, I receive a divine refreshing, a renewing, a refilling by the unction of the Holy Spirit, that I continue to serve you as I serve your people now and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we dedicate the body of Christ, the church, Prevailers Church, our nation and our children unto you. Let your mighty hand of power rest upon us to do great and mighty wonders, turning us to a living wonder and an amazement to our world, even as we go to Zion this day to serve your purpose again in the name of Jesus. Lord, you send me not just to these people on this altar, but to as many people across the nations of the earth that you send me to serve. Let the angels that are responsible for harvest, the harvester, begins to bring them to Zion for a divine encounter and a divine appointment with you. When men refuse to serve you, raise up men and women, boys and girls, that will commit to your purpose, and I will serve your goodwill in this commission together with us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness, my Father. Thank you because you will perform to perfection every work that you have started in us in exceeding and great measure to the glory and honor of your name now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name.